This is a poster presentation on student experience in European partnerships at Staffordshire University, presented by Mohammad Hassan, a lecturer in the Faculty of Computing, Engineering and Technology at Staffordshire University. Section 1, Introduction. To face the challenges of the global economic crisis and the tuition fees rise from year 2012, UK universities are paying more attention in new industry collaboration, active research profile, etc., as well as in developing new European and Asian academic partnerships. As student experience plays a vital role in the success of an academic partnership, it has been taken as the primary focus of this investigation. According to Tinto's model and other research works, teachers' skills such as approachability, teaching techniques, etc., can improve student engagement, retention, and hence student experience. A brand new partnership with a French institution, Emma Alice, has been taken as the case study to observe the effects of teachers' skills on student experience. The poster embeds an innovative practice that integrates various techniques to maximize the mutual benefits of the partnership by aiming to deliver international standard as well as tailored student experience. Section 2, Emma Alice Partnership at Staffordshire University. The partnership offers a number of international opportunities such as obtaining double degree, studying at a UK university, getting familiar with English culture, etc. to the Emma Alice students. The author of this poster is involved in preparing and delivering a new module, Compiling Techniques, to the Emma Alice students at Staffordshire University. This research involves the Compiling Techniques module and the very first cohort that has been completed in July 2011. Section 3, Aim and Motivation. The aim of the project is to understand the level and requirements of the first batch and to develop an action plan to deliver the desired student experience to the next cohort. Section 4, Objectives. The main objectives are understanding the needs and background of the French students, collecting feedback from the students for analysis, identifying the areas for improvements, developing an action plan, bridging the gaps between French and UK institution. Section 5, Research Methodology. The research is carried out in four phases. The first phase is collecting feedback from the students using survey and informal interview in the tutorials. The second phase is the analysis of the feedback. In the third phase, areas of improvements are identified. And finally, in the fourth phase, an action plan for the next cohort is developed. Section 6, Survey Results. The paper-based survey has two parts: Close-ended and open-ended questions. Section 6.1 presents the selected results on the close-ended questions. It can be seen from the results that the most of the students think that the module is well-planned, lectures and tutorials are helpful. Section 6.2 presents some exact quotes from the students in response to the open-ended questions, which might look like discrete comments to the audience. Some positive comments are: interesting, useful, happy, interesting lecture, dynamic and interested teacher, etc. On the other hand, some of the negative comments are: more coding, work group, subject share, the Turnitin system sometime useless, etc. Section 7, Critical Analysis. Based on the survey results and the marks obtained by the students, it can be claimed that the students are happy with the lectures, tutorial lessons, delivery, etc. in general. The module, Compiling Techniques, is assessed based on only one assessment, a portfolio. The Turnitin system is used for the portfolio submission so that the students can enjoy the benefits of online submission, such as submission from home, no printing or extra cost, etc. Furthermore, students can see the feedback and report on plagiarism online. Only one case of plagiarism is identified in the first cohort of Emma Alice. Some 32 out of 33 students complete the module successfully. Therefore, the success or pass rate is quite satisfactory. Some limitations of the investigation have also been identified. The investigation focuses only on one module, compiling techniques, and the students come to Staffordshire University for just 4 weeks. Inclusion of other modules and a standard 12-week module might project a slightly different scenario. Although most of the students are asked to complete the survey, some 16 out of 33 students return the complete survey form. Therefore, the survey completion rate is above 50%. Section 8, Conclusion and Recommendation. The first batch of Emma Ellis students has accepted the newly designed compiling techniques module pretty well in short amount of time. Although they study at Staffordshire University for 4 weeks, they have become comfortable to the UK education system pretty quickly. After analyzing the responses to the open-ended questions in section 6.2.2, it is realized that some students are concerned about less computer programming tasks. As this is the very first batch, it is hard to predict or understand the level of the students. Therefore, more computer programming exercises as well as theoretical questions will be included from the next year. Another issue found in section 6.2.2 is the concern towards the accuracy of the Turnitin system. However, the Turnitin system is used as a tool for quick indication for plagiarism. The actual plagiarism cases are identified by the instructor himself by observing the answers closely and ignoring the irrelevant parts of the portfolio, such as table of contents, references, etc. Therefore, no action plan is needed in this case. Additionally, group project can be designed to increase the level of group work from next year. The knowledge gained from this research can also be applied to international, home and other EU students for effective teaching. Finally, the author would like to thank Catherine McFarlane for her constant support from the very beginning and Chris Wakeman for his valuable and constructive comments. Thank you very much for your kind attention.